It is 7:15, and we are joined by a guest, Darren Milner from the Kosciuszko Itala Partnership. Darren, thanks for coming on. Have you been passing out some masks?
Good morning. Yes,
we handing out the masks.
I can tell you, I think Patty and myself, and then Colby Wallace, who came and helped us. We were talking about that earlier. Since last Thursday, we have passed out a little over 12,000 masks. Ooh, in the community.
12,000 masks.
So we're getting some masks out there. But, you know, it's been a good thing, I think, overall. I think for the emergency management system, getting those in here from the state and having an opportunity to get those out to the individuals and the businesses has been really good.
Yeah, so no reason not to have a mask on. You know, it's still mandated for us in Itala County. And as I said, Darren just passed out 12,000 of them. So there's plenty of them here for you to be wearing.
There's plenty, you know, and we do still have some. We don't have a lot left. So if you do have, you know, have a need for them, please, you know, try to stop by the office today between 8 and 5, and we'll make sure we get you some masks. And the ones that we have are washable, so hopefully it'll be some that you can use for a little while and not have to throw away. But, yeah, come down and see us. And, again, if you've got a business that needs some additional, please let us know for your employees and your customers as well, because a lot of people go in a store, they don't have one, or maybe they didn't know where to get one. You can provide them one, and I think that's a great service. And certainly the individuals that have been coming in, we want to make sure that they've got plenty too.
Yeah, it was the Hamburglar and Wario there on Breezy News yesterday, said making sure folks knew that if the bad guys like the Hamburglar and Wario are wearing masks, then you better get on your stuff.
You better get on it. Everybody's got to have them, you know, at least right now until we hear more. But it's good. You know, stay safe out there.
Yep. All right, Darren. Well, I know something coming up here in a few weeks that we hope that we can have a good time with this. Pickin' 35. It's on Saturday, June 6th.
Yes, and it is. You know, and we, of course, typically we have it earlier in the year, but we were able to move it out. And, you know, working with Russell Beatty and their team there in Carthage, as well as Brian Gamillion down at Walnut Grove, we think it's going to be a really good outing. You know, and even last year, it rained a little bit, didn't keep people from coming. But, you know, the whole thing with Pickin' 35 is it's really spread out. So it's safe, but we want everybody to take precautions. You know, wear your mask if you want to, you know, come out. If you don't feel, you know, comfortable, it's okay. But most everywhere along Highway 35 be pretty scattered. But again, it all starts way up in Vade, Mississippi on Highway 35. Whitney's, don't forget Whitney's, just across 51. You'll have, of course, the Prissy Hen down 51 towards Winona just a little bit. And we've got a couple of more in that area. And then as you come down 35, come on into Kosciuszko. Pop-up flea market is going on in downtown. We have heard that Central Mississippi Flea Market will be back open a few days before then, so that'll be great. I know they're ready to get back. But the pop-up flea market, what we've done, Patty and I have kind of sketched that out. It'll be safe distance between all the vendors. We've got to probably have 7 or 8 vendors in there right now. And so overall, it'll be very safe for folks to come out. And again, you know, just be careful. You know, we probably still be social distancing at that point. So if you see somebody at a booth, just kind of, you know, give them their space and let them do. But we'll cover 35 South all the way to Carthage. I know Russell's got quite a few in Carthage, Mississippi, that you'll be able to see, and then, of course, all the way on down to Walnut Grove.
Yeah, and as far as vendor applications, I believe today's the last day to get on if you want to be on that map, right?
If you want to be on the map, you got to get in today. I really need to know by lunchtime. So come on in noon, get you a mask, talk to us about Pickin' 35. But if you want that official sign to be on the map, I need that by lunchtime today. And we've had several more that signed up this week. And so we want, you know, if you want to get on the map, let us know. And we'll get you that sign. Got a few of those spaces left and would love to have you on there. But I think it'll be a fun event. And with it being outdoors, it'll give everybody a chance to finally get out some. But again, we want everybody to come out and be safe.
Yep. And also something else coming up in June, Darren, that we want to ask about is a summer concert series. It was a big hit last year, you know, every Thursday night, hanging out in the amphitheater, had some music. So what's that going to look like? Is that something that we can expect to have again?
We are going to have concert series. What we're going to do is right now we're probably looking at just either the last two Thursdays in June or possibly just the last Thursday. We're going to give June kind of that time, again, that time frame, working with the city. And again, when we think about outdoors at the amphitheater. Everybody can have come, bring their chairs, lawn chairs. You can spread out like they did last year. The bleachers there will section off to where if you want to sit in the bleachers, that's fine. But we're gonna have we got something really good coming up, especially at the end of June. So we'll kind of keep everybody posted on how that's going to work. But we didn't want to rush it, even though we had a lot of things booked out. We didn't want to rush it, but we do think that'll be a good thing to really kind of kick the summer off. And again, it'll be a safe environment, but we just want to, you know, want to kind of get back to some kind of normalcy a little bit. But we're going to keep everybody as safe as possible, and we're going to invite everybody out. So keep looking for that, and we'll keep some information out, and hopefully within the next week or so we should have a lot more details. But we do have some good entertainment.
So that's going to be fun. Summer Concert Series in June. And Darren, one thing that, you know, is in the news today, you know, we had Jason White on with us earlier about these small business grants, $300 million going to small businesses. And that's a grant. You don't got to pay it back. And if anyone has a business here, what can do you know what they could do to get that? Or can they come talk to you about it? Or how's it going
to
be?
They can certainly come talk to us. In fact, I was on the phone yesterday with a friend of mine at MDA, and they're getting, I think, all the guidelines and everything kind of set up. But it's really a good thing, and we certainly appreciate what the governor's done for the state, and we know it's been a hard situation. You know, it's really hard when you're dealing with this, but when we're looking at those funds, they are looking out for some of these businesses that had to shut down without their knowing, you know, without, they just had to close. So when we think about our gyms, our salons, our dance companies, any of the barber shops, those that just had to close down, there's going to be funding set aside specifically for them that they may not have to fill out any kind of application. And then, of course, the grant funds, when we look at that, will be some funding, I think, everywhere from about $1,500 to $25,000. That you can utilize for payroll and a few other things. So that's some information we want everybody to be aware of. It's really good, but like anything else, you've got to be quick on the draw. We want to make sure everybody that needs it gets it. So as soon as we know that those applications are available online, we'll get that out to everybody. So if they want to apply and they need it, then they can go ahead and do that.
All right. So that's something, like you said, very, very much needed for small businesses.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great asset. And, you know, we thank Jason White, you know, Representative District 48, for being on with us on Monday. And you can hear his audio in the news. It's in the news. It'll play at the top of the hour and then, you know, every other hour throughout the day. So Jason has some information on that as well. Well, Darren, we thank you for stopping by and, being on with us this morning. And I know you got more masks and stuff to pass.
We do. Hey,
I got masks from you Monday this week. Wednesday, I came down there and got some masks from you.
I forget. It's been so many. But, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's given us a chance to meet a lot of people that we don't see, and certainly a lot of businesses that we may not have known about. And but it is. We've got a great community. We want everybody to stay safe. And certainly if we get any more, we'll let everybody know again. But come on out today if you didn't get a chance to get by and get a mask. We've got a few more, but don't wait. You know, come on in and let us get you some before, you know, even just again, stay on air on the side of caution here. You know, we hope this goes away soon, but come on in and get you one. That way you'll have it.
Yeah, you'd rather have it and not need it.
Absolutely.
Than need it and not have it.
Stick it in your car. You'll have it just in case. You know, yeah. But come on in and see us today.